Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Avery and Reader's worst enemy is the wasp that drinks their pop without asking.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
538 in Saskatchewan, 638 in Manitoba. Good morning. It's More Mornings with Avery and Reader with you. And how was your Canada Day long weekend, Reader?
Oh, it was good. Headed home to the farm. Visited with my brother and his family on Thursday night in Saskatoon on the way to the farm. Then just hung out there and relaxed there, helped to get some stuff set up to move cattle around, and got back into town about 8 o'clock last night. The only downside of the weekend was I had a heck of a time getting to sleep last night, so I'm running about 1 hour sleep.
Oh, boy.
I tossed and turned about till about 3 o'clock this morning.
Was it too hot upstairs? Was that one of the reasons?
No.
Or was it just had trouble?
For whatever reason, couldn't settle down, couldn't get comfortable, and couldn't fall asleep.
Plenty of naps for this afternoon.
Oh, I'm going to be napping hard today.
Oh, hardcore nap. Gotta love that.
CFGWFM.
And Mooseman were more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Get the first full week of summer vacation underway here in the prairies. It's going to be a fantastic couple months.
Yes, indeed. You know, the long weekend has passed, but now we're right into the thick of summer holidays.
Everyone's probably got plans to go camping, or maybe already went camping and they're still hanging out at the campsite.
There's 2 whole months to do all that kind of stuff, so make the most of that time.
Avery soaks up some sun on the deck, but keeps his shirt on, or he'll scare the neighbors.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Shout out to you if you were at the Melville Parade this past Thursday. It was a lot of fun riding in that, and it was about an hour or so, and there was a lot of people riding in it, for sure.
Right on. I saw some pictures of it that you guys had posted on the socials there on the weekend, and it looked like it was a great time with lots of great floats out there.
Oh, yeah, and there was a ton of people along the path, too. Oh, yeah. People came came on the first way around, and then they came on the second way back around. So they just crossed over a couple blocks and came and said hello again, which was pretty cool. But yeah, it was funny hearing my name called out from the crowd, and I'm like, who's yelling my name? I can't tell. And then eventually I'd be able to point out someone who was saying hello. But
excellent.
Yeah, the parade is a lot of fun. Can't wait to do it again next
year. For sure. And did you ration out all the goodies?
We didn't have candy, unfortunately.
Oh, didn't have any this time?
We didn't have any candy. I thought we would, but I think everyone was just a little busy. We got here, and it was like, oh, no.
There's been a lot going on. Yeah.
So I guess we just had to give away waves and smiles.
There you
That's
go.
All we were able to give away.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Majid Jordan, Waves of Blue, Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. That's just one of the many pieces of Canadian content we play for you here on Fox FM. And you can control what kind of Canadian content we've got on the way with the Fox FM Canadian Music Survey.
Yeah, of course, we just celebrated the nation's birthday, and we're giving you the chance to rate the Canadian music we play here on Fox FM. It is survey time once again, and if you complete the survey that you can find at foxfmonline.ca, if you complete it by July 31st, you will be entered in to win a $500 gift card from McMullen Yates along with a Canadian prize pack. So if you've been part of the past surveys that we've done, you know what to do. You know the drill. If you haven't, sign up at foxfmonline.ca or through the Fox FM app. You don't have to do the survey all at once, but you do have to wrap it up by July 31st if you want a chance to win that prize.
So you've got just under a month to get it all wrapped up. Plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've handed in essays probably late, even though with this amount of time still in the past during high school at some point.
But you can't get away with doing this late. You have to get it done by July 31st.
Because you could potentially win a $500 gift card from McMullen Yates. Cannot pass that opportunity up.
CFGWFM.
And Mooseman were more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites, 638 in Saskatchewan, 738 in Manitoba. And when it comes to ordering in or taking out for food, what constitutes your main reason for ordering in? Like, what is your number one reason 99.9% of the time usually?
It's that I just don't feel like making anything.
Well, I think that that's a main reason for a lot of people. For me, it's definitely like after a night staying out late with friends, and all of a sudden, like, I come home that night and end up sleeping in, and it's like, oh, man, it's like 11 o'clock, and I do not feel right in terms of cooking. So, okay. Yeah, that's one of my main reasons when it comes to ordering in.
Yeah, usually it's either I'm out and about doing some running around, and I'll just have something while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. Or, yeah, you know, it's just one of those days where you get up and you think, oh, making food just seems so hard. So I'll go get something.
Well, because you got to prep it, and then you got to clean it afterwards, and then you finally got to eat it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work when you're prepping food at home. I guess, yeah, like when I'm running errands too, that's another thing, right? From running around, getting stuff. But I mean, like, what's the point of me going to get takeout when I'm going to get groceries for the day? That seems counterintuitive in my mind.
I guess.
I mean,
It's whatever you're feeling. I live a life of do what you're feeling.
Do what you want, and no one can tell you otherwise. 306-783-3699. Text or call us this morning. What is your number one reason 99% of the time when it comes to why you're ordering food or getting takeout?
Avery LeBlanc on Fox FM. Unfortunately, he isn't related to Matt LeBlanc.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, if you got your Jan Arden tickets to the Ann Portneuf Theater, well, then you're counting down the hours until tomorrow. That's when Jan Arden's going to be in town.
Tomorrow night, yes, at the Ann Portneuf Theater. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. It is going to be a great concert. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, are you going to be there?
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see what that's going to be like. I know that Eddie's going to be there tomorrow as well at some point. He's actually going to be introducing Jan Arden, if I'm not mistaken. So that's definitely something to look forward to for everyone. And all those music festivals are making a comeback. I do believe Dauphin's Country Fest was not that long
ago. Just wrapped up yesterday. And of course, Rock in the Fields coming up here at the end of July. So, you know, the big festivals and all the big concerts getting going again, and it's great to see.
Oh, they're always a lot of fun. It's been a while since I've been to any musical event of any sort. I can't recall the last one I was at, but whether it was just a concert or a music fest, like, those are always so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm looking forward to getting back to a few. It's been a while since I've been to any real big concerts, so
it's
going to be nice to do that again and enjoy that.
Avery's last name is French, and so is his mustard.
More mornings, Fox FM.
Just got a text from Matthew Williams this morning. He said that he generally orders takeout when either he's lazy, like Reader and I have said, or whenever there's something at a particular restaurant that he could never really make at home, like a fancy ramen or foreign food.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you like to leave it up to the professionals. I could try and make some of these things, but they never turn out as well.
Over time, you'd get better, but do you really want to gamble with a food that you really enjoy and potentially, like, ruin it every single time until you eventually get it right?
Exactly.
It's always a lot of work.
I'll just go out and get it.
306-783-3699. Text or call us. What reasoning do you have when it comes to taking out or ordering in? Here's Glass Animals and Heat Waves on Fox FM. More hits, more favorites at 7:13 in Saskatchewan, 8:13 in Manitoba. Good morning.
Today's hit music. We never turn away another song, so here's one more.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning. It's Avery and Reader hanging out with you, and it is the first full week without school. I'm sure students are just jacked up for the next couple months.
And just enjoying not having to set an alarm clock. That's always was my favorite thing about summer, or one of my favorites anyways, just knowing that for a couple of months, I don't have to get up early in the morning. I could just kind of get up whenever I get up, and then the day is mine.
Exactly. I always remember that during the week, though, if we didn't have anything going on for vacation or anything like that, Dad was like, hey, we got to start doing chores around the house. We got to paint the sheds. We got to do all that. But that stuff keeps you busy. You need that stuff, right?
Yeah. We did a little bit of that, but mostly we were able to just hang out and enjoy the couple of months off and, you know, hang out with friends and do that kind of stuff. If there was stuff to do, we'd do it. But we usually had kind of free reign for the most part. Part of it is the fun of being on the farm, too, where it's, you know, you can kind of do things at your own pace and
exactly.
You're not running all over the place.
110%. Another thing, maybe kids are firing up their summer jobs for the year, too.
That's right.
Yes, those are always important. Getting that cash flow rolling.
Make that money.
100%.
Avery's really into TikTok, while Reader can't understand why Avery's obsessed with clocks.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And maybe something that you did this past Canada Day long weekend was make your way to Regina for the Saskatchewan Rough Rider game, where they ended up defeating the Montreal Alouettes.
Yeah, they got some revenge after a game that didn't go their way in La Belle Province. Last week, the Riders welcomed the Owls to Mosaic Stadium and flipped the tables on them. Yes, 41-20, the green and white came out on top. Cody Fajardo threw two touchdown passes, including one to Kian Schaefer-Baker. Jamal Morrow ran for a touchdown as well, and Nick Marshall had that great pick six there to kind of seal the deal.
Ran to the barn and then some. It was pretty crazy, but yeah, it's nice to see the Riders come back, and then all of a sudden tonight, you've got the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, if you're a Bomber fan, taking on the Toronto Argonauts. That's 5:30 Saskatchewan time, 6:30 Manitoba time.
Bombers looking to go to 4-0, Argonauts looking to improve to 2-1. It's Zach Caleros at quarterback for the Bombers against the man with three last names, McLeod Bethel Thompson, at the controls for the Argos. So we'll see who comes out, but the Bombers off to a great start, and they'll be looking to stay undefeated.
Roosters ain't got nothing on these two. Avery and Reader with more mornings.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It is the Yorkton Exhibition Summer Fair back for another year.
It is back, and it is going to be a great 4 days of fun for the entire family. Gets underway on Wednesday with Seniors Day, Kiddies Day on Thursday. Friday, it is Kinsmen Club of Yorkton Family Day. Fair wraps up on Saturday with the Painted Hand Casino and Sega and Parade Day at the exhibition. So it's going to be a lot of fun and so much going on.
Oh, yeah. They've got the Demolition Derby going on Saturday. They're also going to have fireworks on Saturday. A few musical performances there, Star Search, and so much more to be looking forward to. One thing that I should be mentioning is that you can get your tickets in advance, actually, day passes and 4 day passes. You have the Yorkton Exhibition Office, Legacy Co-op Food Centers, or Legacy Co-op Gas Bars in all three of these communities, Yorkton, Camsack, and Churchbridge. So you can head to any of those co-op locations in those communities, and you're set.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so good. Ride the rides, eat the food, just people watching. It's always fun to see everybody strolling around and just having a great time at the fair.
It never fails to put smiles on people's faces, and it's always a week and weekend to remember, that's for sure.
Oh my God. CFGWFM, our friends call us More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM.
Yesterday, I ended up smashing my foot on the corner of my coffee table.
Oh, no.
I was hopping around for a good 5 minutes, like just mad. I'm very mad at my coffee table.
I have been there and I have done that. The worst is when you are walking around in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
And you know something's out there, but you're not sure just where it is, and then you find out in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes you're, like, reaching for it every time after it happens.
Yeah.
You're reaching in the middle of the dark, like, where is it? Am I reaching far enough? Am I reaching low enough?
Have you ever had it happen where you've run into a door or
wall,
and then after that, you find yourself just, you know, you could turn the light on, but why do that when you have two perfectly good arms to just reach out and feel for the wall or whatever's in front of you?
I've done that before. I can't remember where, but it was a breakable item. I'm surprised I did not break it. It was just in the middle of the night, and I couldn't find the light switch, and I'm just reaching for, like, the walls. So I didn't run into the walls, knocked over a vase, and it somehow landed on the ground. It did not break.
Oh. One night, middle of the night, I ran into the edge of the door. Not the flat main part of the door. I actually ran into the narrow edge of the door. Smack dab in the middle of my forehead. Oh, I saw stars. That was not fun.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I always run into the door frame for me. That's what it is. Yeah, it's always a battle when it comes to maneuvering around the things in your own household.
Reader had a bowl cut as a kid in the 80s. Had his 90s mullet. Now he's just glad to have hair at all.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
15 years ago, Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating champion, started his championship legacy 15 years ago when it comes to eating hot dogs, and he's still going to this day as the hot dog eating championship is starting again today.
I'd like to see what would happen, though, if he was still having to compete against Takeru Kobayashi.
Yeah,
that's what you wonder. It's, I don't know. I mean, it's great, but it's like... It'd be like if the Colorado Avalanche were playing against nobody in the Stanley Cup final. Because, I mean, Kobayashi was pretty awesome. And the last time that he was in it was way back in 2009.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so it's been a while.
And the reason is, because I was just reading about this, apparently he's refused to sign an exclusive contract with... And this is a thing, Major League Eating, MLE. Kobayashi won't sign a contract with them, so he hasn't been part of the annual 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Oh, it's pretty crazy, like, the training that they have to do for that, though, because they just eat salad, right? And then they also have to dip the hot dog in water before they
eat it. That seems the worst part to
me.
Like,
you can't even enjoy it at that point.
No, and just eating soaked hot dog buns seems like the worst.
Just thinking about it gets to you. And thinking about how much they eat in that one sitting, you got to wonder what happens after the fact, right? It's like, oh boy, what do you go through in order to reach this level of success?
Like, do you just lie down and have the biggest nap ever? What happens? Because if I ate that much, I would just be ready to crash out.
Yeah, I would be down for the count. going into some wicked coma, that's for darn sure.
This is CFGW FM. Now back to more hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, this past long weekend was fairly nice. Nice enough to potentially sunburn yourself.
Yeah, I was outside helping out with the cattle and working without sleeves, and my shoulders got a little burnt.
Yeah, so did mine. I was just sitting on the deck for about 2 hours, and that's all it took for me to burn. I don't know why I burn so easily. Like, yeah. I need to put sunscreen on when I'm outside, and I need to know better by now, but it's not like it's terrible. Like, it just hurts whenever I put a shirt on, but besides that, that's
well, mine's not painful like that, but I had the farmer tan going, but then without the sleeves, now the shoulders are a little burnt.
It's all evened out now.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's always the goal. You want it to be even out on the arms. You don't want it off by a little bit. I remember last year, I think it was on my body, we went to Waskasoo, and I had the spray sunscreen, and I didn't spread it around, so there's just like this line of sun, like just this white line going down my body. It was like, what the heck?
Oh my goodness.
And everywhere else was burnt after that. But yeah, gotta make sure you apply that sunscreen evenly.
Society will be extinct long before Avery grows any decent facial hair.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
306-783-3699 is the number to text or call this morning. Raider and I are wondering, what's your main reason for getting takeout or delivery instead of cooking on any given night? Christy Vanon said laziness. I think that's been a fairly common answer that we've gotten throughout this morning.
A lot of people have said, too tired. You know, you go to work, it's been a long day, you put in a day of work, and you get home and it's like, oh.
The last thing I want to do is stand in front of the oven and cook, right?
Or, especially this time of year, if it's too warm already, nobody wants to fire up the oven or the stove and heat up the house a little more.
Exactly. See, I'm in a basement suite, so it doesn't hurt for me to fire up the oven every once in a while, because it still gets a little chilly down there. Another one that we had said was Jennifer Martin. She's from Yorkton. She said that whenever she goes out and buys groceries, and then also you're a little bit overwhelmed to cook after you get the groceries in the house. And then another thing that has been mentioned this morning is dishes. So once you get the dishes done, you don't want them dirty again for a little while. So then all of a sudden it's like, we'll just order it in.
Yeah, I've been there.
Avery and Reader are still laughing at that joke they made months ago. Sad. So sad.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.